simplification. After analysis and simplification, you have to come back and face the complexity of a human being. Do you remember the complexity of a human being Rumi was talking about? There was this story of a lot of characters. It started with merchant. Parrot said, in you, there are a lot of different animals. And there is this merchant who does the business with India. There is a parrot over there. The parrot is the one we pay a lot of attention, because that parrot is not in love with you. That parrot is in love with the other free parrots. That's how our story developed, remember? Then it came to the final story. Okay, let's finalize this story. Your story is that you spend your entire life to do whatever is expected from you. You are going around and trying to please the people around you. So your melodies in life are made to make the surrounding people happy. Just for once, try to play a melody just for hap, for just and justice, for the truth. Just try it. This is the story we were in, remember now? The harp man. I said, this is it. Do not try to please all these intelligent fellows around you. For once, try to please the essence of goodness. Be different, then you will understand what's happened. What happened to the guy? While he was playing, he slept, and suddenly miracles started to happen. Omar was sitting somewhere else. Suddenly he felt sleepy. What is this? Normally I don't have a nap this time of the day. Okay. Then what will Omar do? Oh, the thing that he cannot. Surrender. If tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, you're working, suddenly you feel sleepy, what do you do? Coffee. What do you do? Because you don't expect the magic. No, you do. Omar does. Why? Oh, this is an acquired taste. Omar is not a guy who was always caliph and things like that. Remember at the beginning, he was the opposition. He paid for all the fight, the first wars with Muslims. He paid for it. He didn't like any one of this. It happened to him. He got lucky. One night, being bored, he was out listening to these Muslims reading Quran. These are good things they are talking about. Why are we fighting? He's changed. Now he waited for the miracle. He slipped. In the sleep, he was told that there is this good fellow sitting down in a graveyard. Go and give him 500 bucks and tell him, sorry, for the moment, this is the little cash. Go spend it and come back. Because all the messages from there will end like this. It doesn't end cordially, yours or anything. It's a comeback. Okay. So they gave this letter, and Omar started to go to the graveyard and drew me a star. He said, you know what? I was talking about this. He was talking about what? The paragraph, the page is 170-171. That's a paragraph, okay? Look at that paragraph, which was the last paragraph we read over a month ago.
170?
No, that's the
page. Oh, the other one.
Yeah, the line is 2105
right.
2110.
Right, 116, 117. Okay.
There was a paragraph that we left it, to come back to it, because Rumi was talking about a very interesting stuff here. Suddenly he stopped to talk about something else. Yes, what's up? You don't feel good. What's wrong? Rumi was talking about something untalkable. In that paragraph, as soon as he saw the paragraph, he said, in that moment, God made Omar sleepy and he couldn't resist. He was surprised,
bewildered.
It was translated like amazement and things like that. It's ajab. So he went to the other state of mind, because we believe you have two states of mind. The lesser one is when you're certain, is certainty. Above that is uncertainty. And you know how these work. Don't you? It goes like this, very simple. Up to the 19th century, everybody believes in certainty in mathematics. And they believe that, okay, there is only one place that we're sure. We know that 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is something that at least we know for sure. Amazingly, a guy happened to be a genius, a mathematician, and he proved, he brought a new idea which was very interesting. The theory he brought in is uncertainty. And with certainty of mathematical precision, he proved that there is never a certainty. The rule is uncertainty. This is Mr. Heisenberg, which for me is the savior, because I spent a major part of my youth studying mathematics, because mathematics was full of certainty. And suddenly he said, I'm sorry, you don't get it. Uncertainty. That's the state of bewilderment. Because certainty is a very illusional state of mind to think that what I know is correct. I mean, the truth is in me. Forgetting that the truth is universe, and I'm only a little part of it, and my logic is a teeny-weeny part of that, which cannot be like that. Anyhow, Rumi wants to talk about beyond. He talked about beyond. How? Let's say you want to talk about beyond. Now, this 6-year-old boy thought, what is this beyond logic you're talking about? Can you talk about that? He said, first of all, beyond is beyond the language itself. Look at the language. What is language? Language apparently is something that we have created to communicate better. We know that animals with no language, they communicate. We know that. These days, we know that even the amoebas and bacterial existence, they communicate in a way. But the best way of communication, the most direct one, is the language. Remember? What was the first thing in existence?
The word.
Kalam.
Kalam.